Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. Do not get it twisted. This is the Princess and the Bad Boy. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And we just give you a sneak peek on what's going to be happening in the upcoming weeks. Glad, so glad to have you all here. Yours truly, Ron Kelly. A princess, your Royal Highness is here as well. Hi, Princess. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, everybody. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy, yours truly, Ron Kelly, and author and relationship coach, Princess Love Mills. Y'all know who she is. She's the author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. Now, there's a subtitle to that, Princess. What's the subtitle to that, to the book?
Ron, that subtitle is Learn to Manage Your Heart, Your Mind, Your Body, and Time for Better Relationships Today, because that's what it's about, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, not for the men, you know, we're just dogs. But we'll address that. We'll address that, everybody. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. It's April 4th already, 2014. We welcome you to the program. The call-in number is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. If you'd like to be a participant on the show today with Princess Love Mills, Ron Kelly, you are welcome to call in. It's 347-426-3214. And also, you can post your questions or comments. As I know some of y'all don't like to call into the radio show. Get a little nervous. I don't know why, because there's nobody around. And half the people are not going to know who you are anyway. and people get nervous. But understandably so, I get it. I definitely get it. So you could let me open up the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can post your questions or comments on the chat, or you can post them to the Ron Kelly Show, or you can post them to Princess Love Mills Facebook page as well, those friends of the princess. All right, everybody, we're so glad to have you here. It's just a couple of minutes past the hour. So happy to have you, and very, very excited to be once again working with Princess, who Ron discovered. Well, not really, but I just thought I'd toss that in there.
Okay, now.
No coincidences, no coincidences, as I believe, there's no coincidences, and I believe that every person who meets another person, whatever the circumstances are, it's not a coincidence. There's a divine purpose behind every meeting, Princess. I truly believe that, and there was one behind our meeting. So everybody, I hope you all got yourselves together and you're all ready. You got your popcorn sitting there next to you, and you're all, but I don't call with a mouthful of popcorn now. Just, you know, swallow it first. 347-426-3214. Shout out to Mama Princess, who I don't know if she's listening. Should I say the Queen Princess?
I will let her know, because she is the queen. I am not. She's
absolutely
right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shout out to the queen. Thank you so much. And glad to have her here, as well as all of you. Now, Princess, now let's jump into this thing now, because you know you posted a very interesting piece on Facebook last week, and it caught a lot of folks' attention, and mine as well. You know, I look at Facebook, and I kind of like breeze past stuff and yawn and boring, but you posted something that caught a lot of people's attention. Let's get into that. What was the title of that piece?
Okay. It was 13 Ways You Know You're Dating a Grown A Man.
You can say that what it is.
Well, you know, just in case there's some young ones around, we'll keep it a little bit cleaner. But, you know, a grown man is a grown man. And there's certain factors and characteristics that are going to be a part of his personality and a part of his operations that women need to be aware of, so they don't discredit or make assumptions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 13, I believe. 13 ways to know you're dating a grown A, because Princess wants to keep it PG, so we'll keep it PG. 13 ways to know you're dating a grown A man. I wonder if there's a list of 13 ways or more that you are dating a grown A woman. But
but they don't call it grown A woman. It says to know that you're dating a high-quality woman, and we can get to that one at another time.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. That'll be we'll approach that on another version of the show here, Princess Love Mills, Ron Kelly. We'll get into that at another show. And, you know, I'll be chomping at the bit for that one, Princess.
And I'm thinking today it's going to help the ladies, you know, a little bit more. And the guys can chime in. They can say what they agree with or, you know, how they operate. And then the next time it'll be for the gentlemen to be able to get a picture and what this looks like. Because sometimes we don't know based on where we've grown up, what our models have been, and the people who've been in our lives, we may not really know what to look for. So that's why I was excited when I saw this list. I said, well, it's a starting place for somebody, and it's worth getting into.
And you know, and the sad part about it all, well, not sad, but, you know, what has happened, Princess, is just as the subtitle of your book, Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away, the subtitle, Monitor Your Feelings and Emotions and et cetera, et cetera. I know I'm not saying it verbatim, but...
Right, but that's what it's about.
right. And see, and this is what happens, I believe, in a lot of cases where people don't necessarily subscribe to these 13 things. It's off to the races as soon as they get the twitch. So let's go. Let's start with the first thing. Let's jump right into this, Princess. Everybody, 347-426-3214. You agree, you disagree. 347-426-3214. Let's go, Princess. What's the first one?
Okay. Well, the first one on the list is you know where you stand. You are his girlfriend or you're a girl he's dating, but he's not afraid to define it. He's not afraid that you're going to cry or run away if you don't hear what you want to hear. He wants a woman who is mature because he is a mature man. And I think that is so key, and I'm so glad they listed it first, because so often people get into this mode of dating or rather hanging out, maybe not even so much dating, but they're become very familiar and intimate with each other, but they don't have any definition to what's happening.
Interesting. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Princess. Go right ahead.
No, so, for example, I was speaking to a friend the other day, and she was talking about a relationship. But when she finally explained the relationship, I didn't really see it as one. I saw it as this, as she was hanging out with this gentleman, that they were possibly in a dating arrangement, but he wasn't ready to take the relationship farther. He had articulated that, but she hadn't received it and somehow thought things would change just because they were continuing to see each other.
And, you know, and that happens so often. I've heard, for example, sometimes women go so far as to actually have babies thinking that's going to change a man. And for some reason, some of the women out there, and y'all know who y'all are, think that, you know, that you're able to change a man. So if he's amorous and he's running the street and he's being with Sally Jane and Barbara, you think that you can change that. A lot of women do think they can change that, and they wind up getting themselves in trouble, Princess, by doing that. They get wrapped up in a ball of you-know-what because they think that they can change that man from Don Juan to somebody who's respectable and you know, somebody who doesn't run the street. And fatal mistake that the women make. Fatal mistake.
And it's one of the things that really breaks my heart, especially when you mention when children are born through those type of relationships, because, you know, they're set up to not have the right type of parenting that they need, that they deserve. And I think that happens for a couple of reasons. I think the way some women have imagined life to be is still based on what they learn as young girls. And the conversations aren't there for them to change. It's, you know, some of it's still that Cinderella complex that doesn't happen in real life. And you know, when you come to that realization and you look at what you bring to the table, what someone else is bringing to, and you look into the future instead of in what you're feeling and you want right now, then there can be a change. For example, we're talking about children and we're talking about actual real cookies. You can have a kid that behaves well and one that doesn't. Sharing, you know, giving them rewards and treats doesn't change the innate quality in that child. So I don't see how women, as Steve talked about the cookie, I don't see how they think sharing a cookie with a man is going to make him a different man. It's not.
No, actually, all we're going to do is bite off of it and keep it moving because you see, you know, women, you know, in a lot of cases, don't try to define what's going on until after something major has happened, like sex or some other thing. So, but by then, for instance, it's too late. You know, speaking to myself as a man, you know, if you don't if nothing's been defined, see, women kind of lay back and don't try to define what's going on. They in a lot of cases, what they do is assume and make assumptions that this should be A should be happening, or B should be happening because A happened. So
yeah,
in many cases, when the sexual act takes place, lots of women just assume that, okay, we're in a relationship because we had sex. And no, because see that to a lot of women that's a big thing, but to us it's, you know, it's par for the course. Like, okay, I got some, and you know, it don't mean we're in a relationship. It doesn't, okay. For a lot of men, it doesn't mean much at all. But to women,
right.
it's a big thing, which it should be. It should
right.
be a
and
big
let's
thing.
Let's back up there for just a minute. You said it's par for the course. It's par for the course only because there's been a habit of people to participate with you on that course. If women chose not to allow it to be par for the course, it would not be.
Well, okay, and women, you know, a lot of women are crying about men, and this man did this to me, this man did that to me. Well, you walked right into it. You know, you walked into it. You didn't do your due diligence in regards to who this person was or what their intentions were, because it's quite obvious now that their intentions are diametrically opposed
right.
to yours. So
right.
now, sitting here, you know, gave your stuff away. You gave your...
You can't get it back.
That's one thing you can't get back. Now, you might be able to take the jewelry back. You might be able to take the coat, the shoes. You know, you might be able to take all that material stuff back. Once you give that to a man, you can't take it back. So you have to be careful. And you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's a crapshoot. You don't always roll a seven. But
right.
women... should be more careful about what they're doing. They should be more
right.
careful and come out from the gate. Like, okay,
right.
if you meet a person and you like them, I mean, from the door, from right from the start, like, listen, this is what I'm about. I'm not giving up this. And if the person walks, then, hey, that means it wasn't the person for you and you avoid a lot of trouble.
Right. So to wrap that one up, I would think women need to not be in denial, not to live in fantasy land. And when it comes to defining this new relationship you're in, it should be a collaboration. It should not be just something that you decide in your mind and then check in with him later. And then that will save a lot of hurt feelings, at least down the road.
Right. So you can, you know, because I like my little cars. And I don't want my tires flattened because you thought we were in a relationship, and we're not. I don't want no Pepsi thrown on my car. You know, I don't want you sitting outside of my door. Because, I mean, define, ladies, define before you give of your prized possession. Don't give it away, and make sure that you ask questions right away. Don't wait.
Yeah. I
don't
like
wait.
That, Ron. Thank you. Good advice.
No problem.
Advice.
No problem. Yo, you know, except for, except for the next few I'm going to meet. Don't pay attention to that. But but yes, define what it is that you want. You know, let the dude know, because if dude ain't right, dude's going to step. Because guys, all that courtship stuff, that it doesn't happen like that anymore. And dudes will step. If they're not the right one, so let them step.
Yeah,
you know?
Let them step.
Let them step. Right. What's number two?
Number two is you don't have to prod him to become an adult. He's self-motivated to improve on his own. And if there's an area of his life that needs improvement, he's already working on it long before you noticed it. I really like that one, too.
So if he's 40 and he's still playing PlayStation 4, should that be should that be an indicator of potential problems?
No, I would say no, because if he's an executive and he uses that to wind down in the evening and it's something he's always done, that I don't think that's an issue. But what it's saying is, you know, he's going to maintain himself. He's going to take care of himself. If there's an issue, he's already on it. He doesn't need mama coming in telling him, you know, what to do.
I know that's right. You know, I'm a grown A man. You know,
that's
I know
right.
what I'm doing. So don't be coming in here trying to reconstruct my and tell me what to do. Get back. I've been at this for a minute. You know,
right.
Look at your own
now,
life.
Yes. Now encouraging them and being support is great. But you know, be careful not to try to cross that line, because then also they may feel like that's part of the other prop thing we were talking about, you know, that change factor. Oh, I need to help him. You know, I'm going to help him change and do this. No, he's already ready-made. He has all his potential and everything he needs inside. Let it flow. You know, don't come in orchestrating it.
Right, so get
back.
The music's
already been written. Yeah.
That's right. So get back. You know, I got this. And me as a man, I'm able to accept constructive criticism, and also, Princess, it depends on how you approach me, you know. And women,
yeah.
you know, kind of like women in some ways are like a bull in a china shop when it comes to these type of things, and they stomp through and break every dish in the
yeah.
room instead of, you know, approaching the man the right way, you know, and trying
yeah.
to avoid stepping on his ego. You know, you have to avoid
yeah.
that. You know,
mm-hmm.
because
I heard a quote the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Based on that, I heard a quote the other day that said, with conflict, 10% of it is based on maybe the choice of words, when 90% is based on the tone. So it's not what you're saying; it's how you say it.
Right, and I know someone who I've currently who I say that to all the time. They're not getting it, but. I still say it anyway. And absolutely, Princess, I think that your approach, well, I say it's not the landing, it's the approach that bothered me. And sometimes that does happen. Everybody, it's Princess Love Mills, yours truly, Ron Kelly, on a script flipping of the Ron Kelly Show this afternoon. If you're looking for news and commentary and all that stuff, I'm not taking a day off from that today. We're not doing that. We are in the process of launching a new talk radio show with yours truly. And Princess Love Mills, and if anybody's wondering whether that's her real name, yes, because I already asked her. And yes, yes, that is the name that she was given when she popped out into the world. Not too long ago, that's her real name, everybody. So I know, like, what's this Princess Love? And that can't be her name. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, everybody. You know, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more. It's Princess Love Mills, yours truly, Ron Kelly, the princess and the bad boy on today's version of the Ron Kelly Show. It's right here on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, got you not far. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back. It's yours truly, Ron Kelly, the bad boy, along with Princess Love Mills, author, relationship coach, author of, I'm going to ask you about that in a second, author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. You know, I have to write the subtitle down because I can never remember it. But the main the main title of the book is Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. Now, this book is already in print, and you can get it at Amazon. And where else can you get it, Princess?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble and Amazon, you can get a copy of Princess's book. Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. And y'all women out there who've been giving your stuff away, you better get a copy, and or you better holler at Princess, because she is a relationship coach as well. You need to holler at her. And stop giving your stuff away, just to me. Well, anyway, it's horrible, horrible, Ron. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy right here on this version of the Ron Kelly Show this afternoon, everybody, blogtalkradio.com. Thanks so much for joining us here. The phone number is 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. If you don't use it this week, use it next week, 347-426-3214. Or you can post to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, or you can post to Princess Love Mills Facebook page as well. Now, Princess, let me ask you a personal question. Yeah. Now, since is it intimidating to men that when they find out that you're a relationship coach, do they kind of back away like, oh, she knows too much? she knows too much, or she's going to be one of those people who's going to be, you know, behind me with the pen and pad, you know, critiquing me at every move. Does that disturb men?
It depends on the man. I find that men that are more confident, they know who they are, and they're grown men, it's not so disturbing. But I do hear, you know, some remarks and comments from men that may not be as secure in their position as they could be.
Okay. And you know what? I kind of felt that because some men, you know, like much like myself, who's very confident and has no problem with my identity, who I am, wouldn't have a problem with that as opposed to somebody else who might be a little bit intimidated by this. Everybody, we're talking about the 13 things to let women, we're giving it to the women today. It's Women's Day here with Princess Love Mills, Ron Kelly, the Princess and the Bad Boy. And it's 13 things that, what is it, 13 things.
13 ways. To know that you're dating a grown A man.
Grown A S F. Well, grown A man. And then and following this show, we'll be doing the show for the men. So the men let you know that you're dealing with a quality woman, because quality women are so hard to find these days. Anyway, Princess, where are we, Princess?
We're at number 3, which is kind of neat because, you know, today the way we communicate is so differently than the way we communicated 20 years ago, and that is texting. Texting will be, with him is peaceful. Sometimes you have conversations. Sometimes you make plans, but it's never a power struggle of who initiates or who texts last. It's not fishing for compliments or security. It's simply a short form of communication.
Okay, so that addresses the texting between a man and a woman, and you know, let's jump right into this, and because you know, what is this people use when they don't want to face up to a person, or they don't want, or they think they may be going to hurt a person's feelings, whatever. The texting is the ideal way to get out of confronting a person, where you're just able to text the person. It's
right.
You know, and what I hate about texting is that. You know, there's no way to, you know, it's easily misconstrued when you text people. Because if you don't put the LOL, and sometimes I don't put the LOL, and oh boy, all hell breaks loose because I didn't put the LOL, because I didn't put the LOL, and I'm not all that, you know, I'm not all that savvy in regards to tech speak and these things, LOL and IDK, and I mean, I'm just beginning to pick up. You know, I'm just beginning to pick up on that stuff. So texting, I think, is a horrible way for a potential couple to communicate. Unless you're just saying, hey, how are you, or last night we had fun, or whatever the case may be. But I don't think that texting is the proper way to communicate when you're speaking to someone about something that's serious.
I
hate texting. Mm-hmm.
Really, because so much can be misconstrued, and you don't have the advantage of having, like, on the phone, at least you hear their words, but you can hear the tone in their voice as well. In person, you also get body language and expressions and everything else to let you come to a more adequate or correct interpretation of what's being said to you. Recently, I heard a friend was talking to someone who's kind of new in her life, and they were having a conversation, and she was ready to move on to the, next conversation, next item. She simply texted move on, and that was sent without anything else, and this guy thought she was breaking up with him, and it created a ruckus. So you do need to be careful with the texting, but what I'm understanding and liking is that this is not going to be his sole purpose way of communicating with you. He's not going to hide behind a text to have the conversations he needs to have with you. So that's good.
Right, but leave the text, and you know, when it comes to ladies, now listen to me, when it comes to any serious communication or something that may even be semi-serious, besides maybe just I had a nice time at the movies or the dinner was great or something like that, leave the serious conversation not even for the telephone. I'm a big believer in face-to-face conversation, and don't be texting me about nothing serious, and I drive for a living, so don't be texting me while I'm at work. what's next, Princess?
Number four is he calls his mom. You don't have to tell him to do this. He does it because he wants to keep in touch, not because he needs her stamp of approval on all of his choices. So he's not a mama's boy, but he loves his mother, and it's an important relationship that he's maintaining on his own. He doesn't need you to, you know, this new person in his life to, you know, make sure he does this.
Now, how do you, 347-426-3214, how do you interpret that, Princess? How do you interpret that number four?
Well, you know, like we talked about earlier, that you can't get in and start changing him. He already has a mom. He doesn't need two. He doesn't need you to mom him to be in a relationship with his own mother. That should already be established and solid.
And sometimes mama winds up being like the other woman.
Yeah.
Because because a man is going to love his mother, you know. My mom has since has passed on, but my mama was my favorite girl.
Yeah.
You know, she was my favorite girl, and that wasn't always depending on how the relationship was going. That's another thing too, Princess. If the relationship ain't going that good and you down with your mama, there's going to be a little bit of jealousy and envy going on there, even though it's mama and you know you ain't doing it with your mama, at least not in the civilized world anyway. And so women wind up getting jealous.
Right.
Because he has just such a great relationship with his mama, and mama might get the big bouquet of, the big – mama might get the $200 edible arrangement. Right. You might get on Mother's Day, you might get the $50 one. So now there's a – and it's not that – it's just the relationship, that, especially with men and mama.
Yeah.
You know, we always – men have always had a special relationship with their mama.
And they should.
Right, and they should. And the ironic thing about that too, Princess, is that women – and I've heard women say, well, you can tell a lot about a man by how he treats his mother. But now why are you jealous? why are
because
you jealous?
Because
he's treating his mother better than you.
Now, I think in general – that won't be too difficult. Here's the deal. If mama's not ready to let go, then that's going to be a challenge for a woman who's supposed to be the woman in his life. And I think that's where it gets sticky. You know, there's parenting and then there's codependency.
Well, true. But nobody's going to come between me and my mama. You know, nobody is going to come. My mother's no longer here. 7 years she's been passed on.
If your mom is feeding you every night, you check in with her, you spend the night there, she tucks you in your bed, that could be a little excessive, and I'm being exaggerated, but I'm just saying, if mama is so intricate, if she really is the woman in your life, you know, you might have to make some adjustments in that relationship if you want to make room for another woman in your life that can give you those perks that you're really looking for.
Right, because it's a different relationship, or at least it should be. Lord have mercy. it's a different relationship between a man and his mama, and a man and his girlfriend.
Sometimes it gets confused. You know, so that's what we have to look at. What kind of relationship is it emotionally? Because physically, of course, nothing's happening. But if the emotional ties are a little confused, then that makes it hard for a man to have a woman, to, you know, decide she's going to have a woman or get married if he's married to another.
Right. We all know that more often than not, many times, unfortunately, relationships have ended because of the relationship men have had with their mothers, or there was some confusion, or the lines weren't drawn in regards to that, and things were left hanging, and things were left unsaid, and it contributed to the demise of the relationship. So, you know, all right, let's move on. Number five, Princess.
Okay, number five, he has interest, like actual interest, not beer darts or meeting women. He reads the newspaper or books, and when you ask him his opinion, his opinion on something or anything, he has an answer. So he's a, you know, we've had a conversation before, Ron. He's a real person. He's multidimensional.
Absolutely.
Which is a
absolutely
good thing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a radio personality, among other things, and, you know, I've got a lot going on, so you have to give me a little creative elbow room here to do the things that I need to do. Now, as a woman, Princess, what do you think of that number five? What's your interpretation of that?
Well, number five is really high on my list. I like to talk. I like to talk about a variety of things. Our relationship cannot be just physical. It has to be more than that. And so this is what this promises me. Just as, you know, when we meet each other, we already have things that we like to do. We have career. We have hobbies and things that we participate in that should not go away. So I should be able to learn about him through different avenues, different people, different environments. And so then I get a fuller picture of who he is, and then there's more to love.
So now does this number five, Princess, does this kind of morph somewhat into compatibility? If you turn your head a little bit and focus, does this morph into compatibility in your estimation?
A little bit. I mean, I don't have to, you know, have the same interest. Just that he's a defined person, you know, that goes back up to he knows what he's already improving on. He knows what's going on in his world. This kind of just supports that, that he has a plan and he's working it.
Right. So stand back and mind your business. All right. Number six.
All right. Number six. When you spend a night at his place, it does not feel like camping. That was funny. His sheets are reasonably clean, and there's toilet paper, and there's fresh tiles in the bathroom.
Absolutely.
And there's something in the fridge other than beer.
And speaking as a man, you know, I don't drink, so there's no beer in the refrigerator because I don't drink alcohol at all. Now, you know, this isn't the Animal House bachelor pad. You know, there are towels in the bath, fresh towels in the bathroom. You don't have to look for them. They're right there where you can see them. And the room is kept, the bedroom is kept reasonably, unless they catch me out there separating laundry or something. But other than that, you know, and see, because you can tell a lot about a person, man or woman, by how they're living. You know, especially with the women, because, you know, women, see, the burden, Princess Love Mills, author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away, the burden that women have to carry is that the women, me personally, I expect a woman to be better than me.
Okay.
I expect a woman to be cleaner than me. I expect a woman to be more I expect a woman to be more, have better morals than me, have stronger I mean, you know what I mean? Because what if women were like men? I mean, you know, which some of them are, but many of them aren't. So we did, society would be in chaos.
This is really neat, Ron. Why do you expect so much more of her in this area? Why? I'm curious.
Because, Princess, we got to have hope. we got to have some hope. And, you know, because women over the years, it's just been, women have always been expected to be better than we are. They said the men are dogs and the women are puppies, some of them, but but women are just expected to be better.
They're expected to be better. Education and socialization, and for our community, other things. So that's a whole nother show. We'll get back to that one later. Okay.
Okay. We'll get absolutely, Princess. We'll when we do our programming meeting, we will put that in for a show, an upcoming show.
That's a whole lot. Yes.
Princess and the Bad Boy. But you know, in a nutshell, though, let's encapsulate it here, women are expected to be better. And let's put it this way, Princess. Now, if you go to a man's house and the dishes in the sink, you might say, oh, there's dishes in the sink, but it's not going to be like a deal breaker, you know. But now if you if a man goes to a woman's house and sees a pile of dishes in the sink, he's like, oh, you know, it reflects worse on a woman, in my estimation, it reflects worse on a woman to have a pile of dishes in the sink than it does for a man, because a man is expected to have a dirty place, you know.
Right. Well, a man is expected to do less at home, and that's what that is, because what if they have the same power position and the same obligations after work? She's expected to do everything she does at work and still come home and do everything else as well.
Well, man may work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done, Princess.
Never done. So,
never
that's that double standard. But anyway.
Number six. Oh, we had number six. What was that
number six?
Number seven?
Yes.
Seven? Okay, let's have it.
Okay. He doesn't disappear for days or a week at a time. He knows that when he needs space or time to clear his head or because he's stressed out, he only needs to say that. He's strong enough to be upfront rather than running away.
Interesting. Because we do. Right now, if a man disappears for 3 or 4 days, speaking as a man, if I disappear for 3 or 4 days, I'm doing something I ain't got no business. Unless I'm in jail.
Ladies, you hear that, ladies? Please listen. He's telling us.
Listen up, lady. That's right. If I'm gone for 3 or 4 days, I'm doing something I ain't got no business. Or I'm in jail. And if I'm in jail, I'll be calling you for bail. Or I've met an untimely fate. But other than that, if I've been gone for 3 or 4 days and I didn't tell you I was leaving, and I'm probably doing something I don't have no business. You know, so if he comes back and tells you he's a CIA agent or something like that, head for the door. head for the door. If he comes back and tells you some outrageous story, head for the door. Number eight, Princess.
Number eight. Okay. He never says, just trust me, as an attempt to end a disagreement. He knows that if you're expressing a concern, that's not what he's going to give you for the solution. He wants to help you find a solution, and he's not going to be manipulative. I like that one, too.
Just trust me.
Just trust me. Yes. Hmm. And meaning, be quiet, please. Can we end this now? Just trust me. It's over, you know. No, that
doesn't
work.
Interesting. It just trust me. And, you know, and I've used that. I don't mean use it as a tactic, but I you know, because, you know, we sometimes women can be overbearing, you know.
Really?
Sometimes women can be incredibly overbearing, and they don't, you know, and they don't listen. In some cases, they just don't listen.
Ladies,
so,
pause. We get our day next week. Okay, go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the women, sometimes they just don't listen, Princess. And and that's a good way to, that's a good way, as a man, that's a good way to end a debate or a slight disagreement. That's a good way to do that, just to say, listen, trust me. And because,
but it doesn't work, Ron. It doesn't work.
Well, all right. Well, maybe depending on what the situation is, we could probably address it better.
Yes.
So we could address it better, but women sometimes are like prosecutors where they won't let you, you know, they got to get to the very end of it and they won't let you go. So sometimes you have to say, now you're saying it doesn't, saying just trust me doesn't work.
Right. Well, he's saying he never says just trust me to divert you or to shut you up, basically, or to end this conflict or conversation. So he does not use just trust me.
Oh, well, I've used that term. I'm not necessarily to shut a person up, but if I'm trying to tell you something and I'm trying to get you to believe in what I'm saying, you know, then I'll say to you, well, listen, you just have to trust me.
Okay.
You know?
That's a little different.
Right. But not, no, just beat it or, you know, I just would, you know, well, sometimes I just will say that. You just know I don't want to talk because I haven't said anything in the last 15 minutes. But, I believe that's a good one because if you really care about a woman, brothers, you know, you're going to take out the time, you know, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to have a conversation with that woman. You're going to help her to understand where you are. And, you know, and if you have a – see, that's why it's so important, Princess, to have a good open line of communication between the man and the woman. You know, cause sometimes we don't want to talk about this, we don't want to talk about that, or we think that if we bring this up, it's going to start an argument. And this type, you know, many of us have been in situations where we were, say, you know what, I ain't going to mention this because she's going to go off, or I'm not going to say nothing because he's going to blast off. That's why it's important to have a free, open line of communication where you can talk about anything. Because, you know, communication is the key, Princess. And if you're in a relationship and you're not able to communicate with the other person effectively, you're going to have problems. Because then the assumptions are going to come in. The assumptions and you're going to surmise and assume and guess. And you don't want to be in a relationship with a person you have to hide from. So, absolutely, 100%, yes. Agreed, Your Highness. Agreed. What is number? What are we, number eight, nine?
Number
nine. Okay. Put it
nine.
Right along. Okay. Number nine.
He doesn't get jealous. Sure, it doesn't make him happy when another guy hits on you while he's checking your coat, but he doesn't blow up about it. He's secure in your admiration.
Well, if I'm only a foot away while I'm checking your coat, I'm going to have a problem with that. But if you're standing by yourself, now don't do it while I'm standing there because you're not going to be standing much longer. But it doesn't matter where we are, you're going down. But if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they get hit on, like let's say I go to the bathroom, when I come back, somebody's hitting on them. My theory is this, Princess. I rely on the woman to handle that. I want to see what she does in that situation. I want to see if she's going to shut this person down right away or if she's going to engage in a conversation. Because if she engages with a conversation, if she engages in a conversation with somebody and her and I are out, and if somebody approaches her the wrong way and she engages in a conversation with him, you know, we may finish that night, but that's going to be it.
Okay, well, what do you mean by engages the conversation? Do you mean that she responds? I mean, give me a little bit more information.
Well, if a guy, if you're out with someone, for example, you and I are out, Princess, and a guy approaches you. See, what I expect you to do is say, well, listen, I'm not interested. Not that I'm in a relationship already. That's secondary. That's secondary. Listen. I'm not interested. So please move on to somebody else. I'm not interested. And now if you have to, if the person's a little insistent, I may take a little long to come back or whatever, then you say, well, listen, I'm here with my man, you know, and I'm not interested in nobody else.
Okay.
You know, but I think that when a woman says, I'm in a relationship already, it's more of that says, like, let's say I approach a woman and she her man went to the bathroom, whatever, and I didn't know she had a man. I approached her, and she says, if she says to me, I'm in a relationship already, that means that, to me, that's it. Well, if I wasn't in a relationship, I may talk to you.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, right, so it's kind of like an excuse.
Okay.
When a woman
is hitting on you, would you have said, I'm not interested, or would you have said, I'm in a relationship?
I would say I'm not interested.
Okay.
I would say I'm not interested. You know, and I get hit up by women a lot. And, you know, sometimes I have to say something. Sometimes I don't, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't have to say nothing. Sometimes the body language or whatever lets them know that, you know, I'm not interested.
So
you know,
could you be a little jealous? Is that what you're saying? You could be a little jealous?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what she does, I'm going to be feeling a little something because it ain't about, because now you got the mano-a-mano thing now, so I'm ready to punch you in the face, you know, whether you knew I was there or not, I'm ready to roll on you, so it actually has nothing to do with her, it's the man-to-man thing, where we're going to be aggressive toward each other no matter what happened, so when I come back and I see you, you know, you better be walking away.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be
on that note,
way.
Yeah. Well, on that note, ladies, so what you need to do is protect your date and your man. So what we're hearing is for a man to say he's not going to be jealous, that's probably not going to happen. But how you respond to the person who presents to you is what's going to help you.
Right. Like how you respond is important because a man is going to be, you know, again, and not the insecure, jealous, but the nigga, what is you doing? I don't mean to say the N-word, but dog, what is you doing, though? You know, what are you doing? You're encroaching on my territory. So it's going to be that kind of aggressive behavior between men. All right, what's the next principle? Yeah, so don't tell no man. Sorry, princess. Don't say I'm in a relationship already. Say you're not interested because it sounds like an excuse. Okay, next.
Yeah, okay. Number 10, he doesn't treat you like a child. If he disagrees with you, he can tell you that. He assumes you want to engage with him rather than assuming that you are a piece of glass that would shatter with the slightest disturbance.
Well, some women present themselves that way. They're like they're a piece of glass and they would shatter at the least bit of vibration. Again, you know, it goes back to the communication piece. All of this, princess, all these 13 things have the birthplace of these things is communication. Because if you're able to, because I've been in relationships with women where I felt like I couldn't say anything to them because they would explode or they would crumble or whatever the case may be. And that's only because it was a lack of communication, you know. And there's always been a lack of communication. So, again, I think that if you can... If we have the type of relationship, or even early on, if we're able to convey to each other what we feel without having to, you know, hold your breath before you do it or brace yourself, then you don't worry about whether the person is going to crack or crumble. If you have that type of, communication. Apparatus. You don't have to worry much about that. In my estimation.
Okay.
What would you say, princess?
Yeah,
as a woman.
Well, I like the fact that someone will not treat me like a child first and foremost. And so that's where you start. So because that means he can find the words to express what he wants to say and give me the same space to do that. You know, men are known to be out here saying what they want to say. And dealing with it, but
right. Well,
create.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
No,
to
I'm
create
way,
that kind of environment. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you act like a child, you know, you may wind up getting treated like one. So if you don't catch a tantrum and roll around on the supermarket floor, you know, and you're able to accept what's being said to you, then you know you may not get treated like a child. But if don't act like one, and you won't get treated like one. Mm-hmm.
That's true, but some men have such an authoritative presence, you know, maybe it's related to what they have to do at work and they bring it home, that just might be an area where he might need to make that adjustment.
Okay, that's very possible. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. And, it's about mutual respect for one another, and also the communication needs to be in place, and each party has to have proven themselves to be able to take on, whatever it may be, whether it's constructive or destructive, to be able to take it on. Okay, what do we have next, Princess?
We have number 11. He encourages you to grow and try new activities. He isn't afraid that he will be left in the dust, and he generally wants the best for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Hey, look, if she winds up being president and I'm the first man, I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to have the same, I'm going to have the same, because I have enough. I have enough confidence in my own abilities, and enough. I have enough of confidence, and I have I know who I am. And just because she's doing better than me doesn't mean that I'm less than her.
Right.
You know
and
what
I
mean?
Think that also. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry,
I think that also goes back to sometimes women get involved in relationships and their identity kind of gets lost or muddled, and they become, so involved in that man's life that they no longer have a life of their own. And then they don't understand why they don't have as much fun together. They're not as exciting because they've become a copy of him, and he liked you. He was attracted to you because of the things you did independently of him that he was able to observe you out and about doing. That's kind of exciting for him. But so if you give up your life and become so absorbed into him, then you're not going to be as appealing to him anymore.
Absolutely.
So
that's why I think
that independence. Mm-hmm.
I agree 100% that, if you're a man and you're a confident man and you are okay with who you are and you're not intimidated by the success, because if you're in a relationship or married and you're together and you have a healthy relationship, then whatever success that she enjoys, so will you.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm going to get, our lives, both of our lives will be enhanced by your successes, just as in the same way that both of our lives will be enhanced by my successes. So, hey, if you're doing better than me, if you're on Wall Street and I'm on Main Street, I mean, hey, at least one of us is making it, and you give me the incentive, not in the competitive sense, but you give me the incentive to try to do better. All right, where are we, Princess?
Number 12, you never have this conversation. Where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just really hate that. Oh, my goodness. Where do you want to? And all of us have gone through that.
Right.
All of us have gone through that. I just have to laugh because it brought back some memories of some relationships of the past where we sat there and could never decide where to go. Could never be sitting there for 10-15 minutes not knowing. Oh, my God.
Well, to me, that translates as he's ready. He always has some plan, even though, it wasn't the plan. It's like, well, let's think about it. Let's make a decision. It's never the tennis match of, I don't know.
Yeah, because I've been through that. I've been guilty of that, saying that I didn't know where I wanted to go. And you know what? It may not have been that I didn't know where to go. It may have been I just didn't want to go with you. Beware of things that go bump in the night.
Right. This is good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just make it to 13.
All righty, we made it, absolutely, with minutes to spare, absolutely. We are number 13, everybody.
13. You don't have to play a guessing game when he's upset about something. He tells you directly with words, and you have a conversation and figure out a solution. That's a good one.
That's the growing amen. And absolutely, great. And see, the other thing, it goes back to, I don't mean to be so redundant, but it goes back to the communication part because, when you're in a relationship and a healthy and vibrant and relationship, you women, you know, you're able to, you know, like I when you come home, I know you had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, so I may rub your feet or something, you know, make you feel a little bit better, because I don't want you sitting up there with that ghost face looking at me. So I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to try to do something to make you feel a little bit better. Maybe I'll make you a drink, or maybe I'll, you know, I'll take off those pumps and rub your feet or something, because when your mate or your mate, your man, your is upset, you kind of know.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of know. And again, it goes back to the, if you're able to, you know, communication, princess, is, what is it, communication, compatibility, and what's the other C? The three C's to a healthy relationship. I know it's communication, compatibility, and something else. I can't think of it right now.
Probably commitment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so if you have all of that commitment, absolutely, and if you have all of that, you'll have, you know, you, because there's ways, you don't want to take a grown-A man and break him down into something he's not. So, again, it goes back to the communication part. I think that if you have a healthy relationship and you communicate with each other on a regular basis, you talk. The things, because how many things don't get said, princess, in
right.
a relationship? Mm-hmm. How many things mm-hmm. don't get said? How many things get pushed back? Oh, man, maybe I shouldn't say that, or I might hurt her feelings. Oh, he might get mm-hmm. mad. And lots of things get pushed back. So if you establish establish that in the beginning, you know, you should be all right throughout the course of the relationship. And that's grown man stuff right there. That's definitely
grown man stuff.
That's grown man stuff. Because all of these are the 13 ways, ladies, that you know you're with the grown A. Because we're rated PG.
All the shows won't be
PG now. What is your take on that, Brent, on that number 13?
That's awesome. But what I like about it, it goes back to number one. He's going to tell you. You're going to talk about it. It's not going to be ambiguous. You know, he's going to talk to you about it. And so the first way to know that you're dating a grown man or in a relationship with a grown man is it is a defined dating arrangement or a relationship. So it's going to begin with that communication, and then 13, it ends with the same kind of communication that's going to keep it a productive relationship.
Right, absolutely. And a grown A man is not going to disappear. He's going to handle his business. He's going to communicate with you, respect you, and love you. These are the 13 things that Princess and I were discussing earlier. And that he's going to handle his business. He's going to be there. And he's going to communicate effectively with you. The respect will be there. The love will be there. And he won't be disappearing for 3 or 4 days. he'll be there. All right, Princess, we got about 60 seconds left. Princess Love Mills, it's don't just give your stuff away, ladies. Don't give your stuff away.
The subtitle is Learn to Manage Your Heart, Your Mind, Your Body, and Your Time for Better Relationships Today. And we also know there are other things that we put on that. But heart is listed first, because as women, you know, we are emotions get us to do things. We're motivated and inspired by what we feel. And so it's really important to guard that area. But if you think of the heart, your mind, your body, and time, that's your cash. I don't know if you'd be willing to walk up to a stranger and say, here is my bank account, you're cute, we talk well, so far we're getting along, take it all. We wouldn't do that. But however, in relationships, we're all in way too soon.
Right, and here's my stuff. All right, everybody, we're breaking up. We got about 10 seconds left. Thank you, Princess. Princess Love Mills, we'll see you
thank
back here. Thank you, Princess, Your Highness. Princess Love Mills, you're Shirley Ron Kelly, Princess and a Bad Boy. We'll see you back here next Friday afternoon for another edition of The Princess and the Bad Boys. Until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. Thank you so much. We are gone.